majority of the support, which might just get on the nerves of Sasha Zverev a little bit as he tries to become the eighth Spanish winner on the men's side at Roland Garros. Do you think that support might prove to be a factor today, especially if things start to get a bit tough for Zverev?
I don't think so, because I think, not to use the words, he's used to it, but there have been situations where the crowd haven't been against Zverev, but they've been more for his opponent, and it doesn't seem to ruffle him. He's not like a Novak Djokovic. He's always craved attention. He's craved the popularity. Why aren't you with me? Look what I'm doing. I think in times of adversity on a tennis court, I think Zverev is fine. So, of course, he'd like the crowd to be cheering for him, and I think they will support him because they will appreciate what he's done through this tournament, from beating Nadal in the first round, the 2-5 setters, Griekspoor and Rune, and how he's got here. But I think you're right. I don't know if you agree or disagree, Antoine, but I think crowd-wise, there'll be a heavy presence, heavy support for Alcaraz.
Yeah, I think so, because in the French crowd's mind, Alcaraz is around Nadal. You know, there is this Spanish thing. We can see a little bit of Spanish flags here and there in the crowd. Of course, Zverev has also a love from the French spectators since, you know, his big injury on this court against Rafael Nadal. The French crowd felt so sorry for him. So to see him back on this court in a final, well, of course, the French will be happy to see him here. But yeah, and we know also that the spectators, they love that Alcaraz smile. You know, the Alcaraz fist bump towards the crowd, and when he's gonna do that, and I would suggest him to do it for him pretty early in the match, you know, to win the crowd over, because that's also a match into the match. Well, that would be a good thing for him to do.
It's a who's who in the commentary boxes. We can't do Karachewicz because he's moved 5 boxes down. He's alongside Tim Henman in the bigger box that they have. We've obviously got Antoine with us. There's Annabelle Croft. There's Greg Rozetsky. I mean, it's everyone. It's a who's who. Mark Woodford. Everyone in position, ready for the action to begin. The music you can hear is a video being shown to the crowd on Philippe Chatrier, an almost full Philippe Chatrier, to prepare them for what comes next, and that will be the walk of the players. And the first player who'll be making his way along the corridor and up the stairs will be Sasha Zverev, the lower ranked of the two. Remember, if Carlos Alcaraz wins, he will move back up to 2 in the world, with Jannik Sinner being crowned the world number one officially when the new rankings are released on Monday. So the stage is set, and Sasha Zverev will start his way, the 27-year-old, in his 9th appearance here. First Roland Garros final, a second Grand Slam final. As Marco said, he says, "I wasn't ready for that Grand Slam final at Flushing Meadows in 2020. He comes in off the back of winning Rome. He's on a 12-match winning streak. Can he go one further and achieve the dream?"
Le premier joueur entré sur le court est 4e mondial. Il a déjà disputé une finale en Grand Chelem. C'était à l'US Open, c'est sa 2e finale. Il est champion olympique à Tokyo. Il est allemand, Alexander Zverev.
Yeah, and added to that, his Olympic title he'll be looking to successfully defend back here in the French capital at the end of the summer. He takes the bench closest to the entrance to court Philippe Chatrier. A nice healthy round of applause for Sasha Zverev. And now let's wait for this young man, 21 years of age, first Roland Garros final, a third Grand Slam final, 2-0 at this stage of a Grand Slam, the youngest player to reach a Grand Slam final on all 3 surfaces. Number 2 if he wins, but work to be done before that. I think Marcus there answers your first question.
Yes. Yeah, copious amounts of Spanish flags immediately appear. Massive roar for Carlitos.
He still has the white sleeve over the right forearm. Whether that's more a psychological protection or it's actually there for a purpose, but he's been told the arm is fine. It took him a round or so to unload on the forehand fully and have the confidence in that forehand. But from what we've seen so far, the confidence, Marcus, is well and truly back.
Oh, absolutely. And it's his love and enjoyment. You know, he's been saying you've got to suffer to succeed, you have to feel pain. He understands the sport so well at such a tender age. He's an absolute joy to watch.
Sasha Zverev is prowling around in the center of the court. The two gorgeous little mascots are waiting.
Having the dance of their lives.
They look so nervous. Yeah. Here comes Carlos Alcaraz. So very shortly, they will be asked to choose someone. Let's have a listen in to René
Gentlemen, welcome to the final of Roland Garros 2024. For today's match, we have 25 seconds. As you know, the time starts when I call the score. You have the time in front of me and on the big scoreboard. If you need ball mark inspection, please stop, say something, use your voice. And for the towel, Carlos, can you use the blue box, please? Do you have any questions? After the toss, we're going to do a picture with the kids and then without the kids. Alexander, right, we have the ball or the player? The player.
Zverev has gone player. Ferdinand's gone coin toss.
Super. The ball, Carlos.
I receive.
You receive.
Well, there we go. Zverev called it. Alcaraz won it. Alcaraz chose to receive. Zverev chose to stay. There's the picture.
Alexander.
He ran them through what they were going to do.
Without
they took
the kids,
a photo
please.
With the children.
Without the kids.
And then they legged
merci
it. And they've got to come back. Yeah, merci les enfants. It was perfectly done. A little pat on the back for both of them to the back of the court because there's going to be nerves there, Antoine. There can only be nerves. It doesn't matter how many times you've been in this situation. This is to be a Grand Slam champion.
Yeah, and even though we saw the both players at the end of the picture at the net, they looked at each other and said, okay, have a good match. Well, once you turn back, okay, I'm going to beat him, you know, like, yeah, I don't want you to have a great match. Let's see, I want me to have a great match, you know, so, of course, and it starts right from the beginning when you're at the warm-up and you're exchanging balls. Okay, how do I feel the ball? What do I feel in the racket? The focus starts right away when you're in this kind of situation. I mean, I guess it is the case, and it's just, I mean, we can feel the tension in the air, you know, we can feel the electricity. That's going to be a great final.
But they both made an unforced error before the match even starts by not listening to the umpire, by forgetting to wait for the children to depart and have their picture taken. And you're right, it was a very quick little, yeah, good luck. There was no great warmth between the two, but then you wouldn't expect that ahead of a Grand Slam final.
David has messaged him. Please do get in touch with us on this Sunday afternoon. Where are you listening? What are you up to? What are you doing? All those things we love to hear. David says, I'm joining you from Fargo in North Dakota. We're working a 12-hour shift. I hope the match doesn't go that long, however, but I am looking forward to your coverage. Thank you for a wonderful 2 weeks. Glenn Garry says, y'all are just the best. And Brianna says, it's been great listening to Radio Roland Garros throughout the tournament because we don't have the best of coverage over here in America. I'm listening from New York City. So at radio underscore RG, French Open Radio, FFT.fr. It's just going to be, we've said, Marcus, how close it is to call. People have gone this way and that way with their predictions, but for me, the intriguing thing is how they start, because as Antoine touched on, as we saw, Alcaraz started pretty... Sinner was flawless, but it wasn't the quickest of starts from Alcaraz in the semi-final.
No, and it wasn't the quickest of starts from Zverev either against Casper Ruud, who actually played really well in the first set, and there was a period during that opening set when we thought, are we going to have a repeat of 12 months ago when Ruud took him apart in straight sets? But partly because of his stomach bug and the fact that Zverev really raised his game as well. He was serving superbly by the end. And that backhand, I mean, that backhand down the line is a thing of absolute beauty. I mean, I have been umming and erring, Gigi, because at the start of the fortnight...
I was waiting.
I'm rather pleased with myself here, Antoine. We all did our predictions at the start of the fortnight, and I went with Iga Świątek on the women's side. Certain Empress didn't.
Rybakina.
And I went with Sasha Zverev for the men. A certain Empress didn't.
Stomach bug.
Casper Ruud went
stomach
out.
Bug.
So, because I backed Zverev at the start of the fortnight, I've got to stick with him. That said...
As has your colleague.
That said... Oh, you went with...
I went with Yannick Sinner.
Oh, you went Sinner.
I went.
I think Chris Bowers was the other Zverev voter.
So Antoine's free to choose. You cannot.
No.
Yeah, I can't. I can, and I'm going to choose and go with Carlos. I think that's his time. I think that maybe he's going to be the one who's going to take over that area of the tour, you know, of the Grand Slams, the Court Philippe Chatrier with the Rafael gone. So yeah, I think we have the new king starting today.
I agree with you, Antoine. Logic dictates a victory for Carlos Alcaraz, but I've had this feeling about Zverev throughout the fortnight, and I think he's going to surprise everybody today and win.
Listen to you, soothsayer. I've had this feeling.
I'm going home with the pineapple as well, because it's going to take 3 hours and 24 minutes.
Do not forget that if you get out with the pineapple, we need the proof that you take it out with you, and so we want a picture.
Are you on a plane or a train?
We want a picture.
I'm on a train.
On the train with the pineapple.
Okay, it's really
it's
starting
just,
to
it's just,
wither.
It's just squishes a little bit. Yeah. As Antoine Wright said, it's a lemon.
There is juice inside now. There's no more flesh.
I just love him to go through security.
Yeah.
And then you whip out your pineapple.
just say, you know, it's my close friend.
Is it a pineapple or a pineapple, Gigi?
Antoine say it?
How do you say it?
A pineapple.
Yeah, he gets it right.
Stefan has just delivered something else for your bag.
The bread is
bad
back.
Memories.
The 2-week-old loaf of bread.
That's also
a pine nipple sandwich on the way home.
that's also going in your hand luggage, by the way. Can I say? Oh, what a week. Thank you so much for getting in touch with us. John Rogers, and I'm going to miss you all tomorrow. Thank you for another great fortnight of tennis, attempted food poisoning of new team members. That was Marcus. And moist bread mummies. I mean, those things I never want to see again or hear about again. John, okay, loving the show. I'm confident the match will be over 3 hours. It'll be over in 3 to 5 sets. Well, I would be, because it has to be a minimum of 3. And I'd say a maximum of 5 tie breaks. Ooh. We might need to eat that bread and pineapple if this goes 5 sets and 5 tie breaks. Marcus, thank you for now. We are switching and swapping around. You can stay here if you want, Marcus. I was going to watch it. Rather than him sneezing into his handkerchief like he did during the women's final. So we're ready. Carlos Alcaraz has a stack of white towels. He'll deliver one towel to the box at the back of the court. Remember, Carlos Alcaraz won the toss, elected to receive. So in front of Bjorn Borg and the President's Tribune, it's Zverev to serve. Very much looking forward to this. You're listening to Radio Roland Garros. We will play. Stefan, Marcus, Antoine and Gigi with you. Final match this year. Ooh, he thought he'd aced it. Oh. So Renaud Lichtenstein's going to assist it. There we go. He thought, well, that was the perfect start, and nearly was. Such a weapon, the server, Zverev, when it's firing. Second serve can let him down a little bit.
Just dipped the net.
Zverev with the black shorts, and then it's the Adidas look of yellow on the back and the shoulders, and a white on the back and the shoulders, and a yellow block in the front with a black headband, and yellow and there's a double fault to start things off.
Well, we talked about it in the preview. That may be a sign of tension, and I mean, it's normal, you know, it's a Grand Slam final.
Alcaraz a long way back and on his toes. Now a wide stance keeps the upper body still, bouncing on the toes. First serve into the net, looking to go down the tee again. The sun breaks free from the clouds and shining down now on the back of Sasha Zverev. Second serve, and it's back-to-back double faults, and immediately Antoine, a racket change.
Yeah.
And that's one thing he's been talking about, that it's so slow, the balls are so slow, that he cannot hit through, which is why he spends match after match getting new rackets and different string tensions brought to him.
He changed the racket. Maybe there was a grip problem, but we talked about it. That's a sign of tension for sure. Two double fours, not the right racket since the beginning. Okay. Of course, it's normal that he stands. Let's see how he reacts here at Love 30.
Oh, no, that's a better racket.
Yeah. You see, it was all about the racket. Good first serve down the tee.
Bathed in sunshine now, caught Philippe Chatrier. Sun hats all around, the order of the day. 2 minutes, 15:30. Zverev winds up his 6'6" frame. Kicks it up down the tee, plays the off forehand, the first rally of this final. Double-handed backhand from Zverev. It's such a smoothly struck shot. He swipes it up the line. Cross-court and short from Alcaraz, who keeps it on his forehand. Goes inside out, but he misses. 10th meeting between the two, 5-4 in favour of Zverev. Third meeting this year. It's 2-1 though on the clay. But the one win for Zverev is in the quarterfinals here. Four sets. Zverev win. 30-all. Serve out wide. The new racket is working.
Yeah,
the serve is working.
And
it's game point.
Good reaction from Sasha Zverev.
Magnus is listening to us in the car with his parents on the way home from the cabin deep in the Norwegian mountains. Well, that sounds nice. Where it was snowing today. Wow, Magnus rooting for Zverev, who has game points. Zverev inside the baseline. Hits a double-handed backhand to the backhand in the centre of the court. The inside in for Zverev misses. It is due. So hello to Magnus and his family and drive safely.
Yeah. Did you see that was interesting what Carlos Alcaraz did? They were in the diagonal of the backhand. And Alcaraz didn't go as cross-court as he usually does. He didn't want to find the Zverev's backhand, but he went down the middle, you know, on the inside-out Zverev's forehand, and that caused the miss.
First have missed. Mari's listening while doing her nails. I feel I need something to keep me centered, she says. She'd like Alcaraz to win, but she's very well aware that Zverev may well win with how he's been playing. Zverev serves down the tee and the forehand spins cross court deep and the German holds his ground. Alcaraz comes forward with the forehand, goes to the pass. The volley is the touch and feel that young man has is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, we know that he's a very complete player and it has is this amazing hands in the volley, you know, and we just saw that on that passing shot that, because Zverev hit it pretty hard, you know, on the backhand volley, but he was able to block it and to hit a great drop shot, and that's the first break point.
Zverev looking for the first serve, bouncing the ball.
A lot.
3 seconds to get it away, which he does, and he serves. It's a wrong side, going down the tee again. Missing to the left of the service box. Still staying a long way back, Alcaraz, for this second serve. Break point. Alcaraz slightly side on, just swaying the upper half of his body. Now he's on his toes and he jumps forward and he takes the forehand and he spins it through the middle of the court. The off backhand from Zverev down the line and a winner from Carlos Alcaraz, who sprints back to his chair. There's a little discreet fist pump up towards his box. He takes his first opportunity and he breaks to lead one love.
And a discreet look from Zverev to his box as well, as he looks a little bit mad at his box. I don't know if it's about the racket situation, but he's not really happy about that first game. Two double faults, and Zverev didn't even stop, you know, at this quick changeover, didn't even drink a little bit of water, just went straight to the returning position.
Terry from Maryland, ashamed to admit I'm meeting a friend for a pedicure in 2 hours. How dare she have a birthday during a Grand Slam men's final, but you can take us, put one earphone or ear pod in, and she'll never know that you're listening to us while just nodding and smiling at her. And Dan says, love listening to Radio RG, thank you. The coverage of Marcus gone for Alcaraz in 4. With the break, the Spaniard, they've changed ends. His first serve is into the net out wide. Serves more centre of the box. The forehand is lofted back and deep, and it is framed by Alcaraz, and it misses the court altogether. Does love fiddling with that sleeve on it, on his arm. 4 balls, discards one, discards another, twiddles the two, tucks one in his left pocket, clears the clay from the baseline, tosses up the ball into the sunshine, bounces it on the floor. And he's got 7 seconds to get this serve away. Love 15. And he nets.
Ooh. Ooh,
double fall. They're struggling with the sun down there.
Yeah, maybe that's the wrong spot. And it's very hard to serve when you toss the ball, you know, and it sets right where the sun is, you cannot see the ball at all, you cannot hold it. It's super hard to serve down there. Maybe that's the wrong end. Looking at the shadow, that would be the case.
I mean, Zverev chose that end, but the cloud cover was over when they did the coin toss. The serve out wide. The point is underway. Forehand back to the forehand of Zverev, who gets it low on the angle. The spinning cross court down the line goes Zverev. It's floated. It's cut cross court by Alcaraz. Alcaraz goes for the pass. The volley from Zverev misses. And it's 15-30. Yeah.
Zverev improved in a way that he comes forward easier, but at the net sometimes he's still a bit shaky. You know, you can feel in his volleys that he doesn't master as well as Carlos Alcaraz does it.
It's not his natural home.
Yeah, it's not. But I mean, he's getting there, of course. Keeps improving on that part of the game. 15-30.
Alcaraz with the first serve. He gets it out wide. The sliding backhand cross court to the serve side. The drop shot from Alcaraz. Sat up, a little bit of air under it. Zverev with those long limbs of his leapt towards it and finished it off down the line. Break back points.
Yeah. He knows that that's a game sequence, as I like to call them, that Alcaraz enjoys. And if he misses it, well, that's going to be an easy look for that forehand, as we saw with Zverev. And two break points. One save with a wide serve on the forehand of the German.
There was a slight pause from everyone. I think even Alcaraz looked up, saying no call came on that serve.
It barely landed on the line, but it did.
He'll take it.
Oh, yeah.
30-40. Alcaraz wipes some sweat away with the right sleeve and thumps the net as he's going down the tee to the German's forehand. 9 minutes on the match clock. 3:22, bless you to whoever that was in the crowd. 22 minutes past three in the afternoon. The ball boys and girls that net have been very busy in these opening couple of games. That serve kicks in the backhand cross court and redirects up the line from Alcaraz. Alcaraz with his double-handed backhand tried to go for the angle. He finds the tram lines, the point, the game, and the break back goes to the German, and it's a game apiece.
Yeah. Zverev happy, showed that to his box, happy to be back in this right away in this set. Very important in this kind of matches, you know, that at the beginning you don't let your opponent go at the, you know, on the scoreboard. You need to stick with him. And then even if you don't feel, you know, as well as you want, and you're feeling the tension of and the stakes that this match represents, well, you need to stay with him on the scoreboard. 1-1.
Zverev now has his back to us. We're high up opposite the presidential tribune in the player boxes, looking down onto Philippe Chatrier, bathed in glorious sunshine. Alcaraz almost alongside the line judges at the back, and Zverev serves. It gives enough time for Alcaraz to spin, but not enough spin to bring it down. Alcaraz, again, just adjusting that sleeve on the right-hand side. It's almost like an irritant. It's comforting him in some way, but it's irritating him in another. He comes a little bit closer now for this first serve at 15-love, 1-all. First serve goes deep, and the backhand is lofted and long, and the serve is now firing off the racket of Sasha Zverev. He doesn't need that much time, Zverev. He's just wandered around, picked up a ball, lifts up the front of his shirt and drops it as he does before every point. Alcaraz taking a closer return of serve stance than he has been. Alcaraz will settle. Zverev will serve.
Oof. Great serve.
Beast of a serve.
Yeah. Great first ace. Good wide serve. We talked about these angles that Zverev is able to find, especially on the first serves. Well, you just saw that on that point. Fall it off.
Serve down the tee. Short ball off the return. Back up line from Zverev. The floated backhand cross court from Alcaraz. In comes Zverev, but he nets. Trying to run, just wasn't quite set for running around the backhand to play the inside in forehand.
Still two game points. The actor Clive Owen is also in the house.
Oh, really? he the one tipped to be a new James Bond? Get a nod from Marcus on that.
Oh, he's...
I think he was tipped. I don't think he was... Game point. Oof, just missing down the tee. But then a lot of people have been put in the hat to be a new James Bond.
Yeah. Marcus as well has been, no?
No, he's not in the hat. No. Not in the hat.
Not that hat. Okay.
Oh, apparently he turned it down. So, down the tee, comes back up the line, and Alcaraz with a double-handed backhand netted. And there's a hole to 15, so we are 13 minutes played. It is 2-1 on serve. It feels like some early nerves have possibly been shaken off in those first couple of games, and now Zverev looked very comfortable in that service hold. So key with the German to have the serve firing, to start off the point as he would want, and it feels change of racket, shaking off the nerves, whatever he is, he now looks settled.
He looks that, he's in his final. We'll see about Carlos Alcaraz, you know, how he's going to be on that service game, because of course he played a good first game, but those last two games was not his best, so let's see how he is.
Thank you so much for getting in touch with us. Lots of you are.
Yeah.
Samantha from Greenville. Listening while cleaning the house. You make doing housework much more fun. And your wonderful tennis knowledge and friendly banter. I'm sad this is the last time I'll hear your amazing commentary. It says we're far better than any of the TV commentators.
Whoa.
How about that? They are very good. But we'll take that. French Open Radio, FFT.fr, @radio_RG.
All right, Carlos Alcaraz getting four balls, as he usually does.
Missed Monte Carlo, Barcelona and Rome with his right forearm injury. Got beaten in Madrid by Andre Rublev. And when speaking to him through Madrid, he did keep saying how aware he was of that arm. Serves that wide, goes for the 1-2 punch, the flick up, the high ball from Zverev, will not find the court, and he gets the first point of game four. Els, as I'm listening from Italy, a little bit hungover. Thank you for the company and commentary. Forza Zverev.
Then we'll try to not talk too loud, you know.
But now you know Marcus will. You wait. I'm sorry, Els. The second set. Serve out wide from Alcaraz. Has to scamper back behind the baseline, but the return goes long. Right, ball boy scurries back into position. The cloud comes over. 30 love, 1-2. The breeze blowing the back of the Alcaraz shirt. Not getting into a colour debate. His grey shirt and yellow shorts. Alcaraz serves down the tee. The backhand is lofted into the backhand swung cross court with a double hander from Alcaraz. Onto the service line from Zverev. Zverev opens up the forehand, flicks it into the corner. The squash shot doing the split save from Alcaraz. Mid-court ball, forehand cross court. Wonderful angle found by Zverev, and he wins the point.
And yeah, that's a great angle, as you said it, because you have to do a lot on the forehand side of Alcaraz, you know, to push him to the fault, and that's what Zverev did on that last shot. That was just great play from the German. Was able to stretch Carlos Alcaraz, make him slide. 30-15.
Spaniard winds himself up, serves down the tee, the stretch back, just pats the volley out of the air, takes all the pace off it. Zverev gets to it, can't control it, went for touch rather than power.
Yeah. That was not an easy volley to do, you know, and he managed to, was kind of a high forehand volley, and he managed to push it back right over the net. That was a great play, and that showed, you know, great skills at the net from the Spanish.
Game point. A 2-2. Serve out wide, slam back on the angle, the slice.
Oh.
No! The drop shot from Alcaraz on the stretch, semi-splits. was insane.
We think that he's on the defense side, you know, and he's turning that into an offensive shot. It's just amazing.
That was incredible. Yeah. It looked like he was shaping up for the squash shot. And then, wow, curves under the ball, curls it over.
Okay, both players are in this final
now.
We're
okay now.
Let's fight. Let's fight.
Everyone's in. That's it. Kara says, on the rails in between Washington and New York. Thank you, Radio RG, so I can follow the match. Thank you for being with us. Sasha Zverev, 27 years of age, 6'6" tall. Winning Rome put him up to 4 in the world. It's a lot more bouncing today.
Yeah. You see on the TV screen the president of the French Federation as well, Gilles Moreton. Oh, miss hit. Good big frame from Zverev on that Alcaraz return. Too much spin to handle for the German. Love 15.
Tom says, I love your commentary with the details, watching on TV, listening to you in Reston, Virginia. And Eric sent us a picture.
Yeah.
I love that.
Where is the, on the, from a catamaran, BVI, what is the abbreviation?
British Virgin Islands.
Oh.
I mean, that looks lovely, Eric. God, crikey.
Yeah.
Serve out wide, but we do have sunshine here, which is wonderful.
We do have a great view.
The slice, backhand cross court from Alcaraz. Alcaraz slices again. This time he floats it down the line, not giving Zverev any pace. He comes back up the line with the forehand. The forehand goes more centrally from Zverev. It goes backhand cross court to the inside-out forehand of Carlos Alcaraz, and it's netted by the German, and it's love 30. And this, an opportunity now for the Spaniard.
That's not a position you want to be in against Carlos Alcaraz. You know, he's in the backhand side, but he turns around and can play with his forehand. That's not a good news for you when you're in, on the other side of the net. Love 30.
Zverev will be looking for a big serve. He stares across at his opponent, either lifts the front of his shirt up just a touch, drops it, bounces the ball. Alcaraz on his toes. Now that wide stance, knee bend, lean forward. And then just for a second, he doesn't move at all, Alcaraz. And then he's up on his toes immediately. And he slams that ball back to the feet of Zverev, who hooks it. And then Zverev scampers back to the back of the court. And it's Alcaraz who's now pushed back. Lofts up a ball, sits short. Backhand cross court on the angle from Zverev. Backhand down the line. There's the backhand. The squash shot pick up low over the net from Alcaraz. Cross court from Zverev. Forehand down the line. The backhand cross court into the net from Zverev. And it's love 40.
And we see Alcaraz raising his fist, you know, because he knows that that's how he's going to get the crowd behind him. And as he gets these 3 break points, love 40. Let's see how Zverev is going to react.
2-all break points for Alcaraz, the 21-year-old. He's bouncing on his toes. Now he settles, opens the stance, still shuffles the feet, plays the forehand, spins it through the middle of the court. Both playing through the middle at the moment. The forehand cross court, he's coming forward. Alcaraz, it's netted, and he breaks to love. 20 minutes on the clock. He breaks to love for 3-2 in the first set.
Second break already from Alcaraz on Zverev serve. That's in one set, that's a lot. So it means that he's been doing a good job, that he entered that this final maybe in a better way.
Robin says, I'm already bored without this commentary team as I look ahead to tomorrow. I'm so productive and entertained with you lot in my ears. It's very nice to hear. We will be all going our separate ways, separate modes of transport. And Antoine, you're very busy with other projects.
Yeah, I am. I'm shooting 2 documentaries right now. One on sneakers, shoes, and one on the Olympics and the political part of the organization. With the French sports minister, I was talking a little bit earlier. So, yeah, a lot of projects.
Just seen the biggest ice towel I have ever seen, to the point where it was so stuffed full of ice, it went around his neck, but it sort of went out at each side. It couldn't curve around because it was so big. Isn't it amazing, with all the advances in technologies, that's still to cool them down. It's a towel with ice with some tape wrapped around it.
That's true.
I mean,
I know that there are like
vests.
Vests that, you know, in football.
I've seen a couple of those in tennis, but it's just...
It does exist.
The towel with the ice in it. Right, look at him consolidate his break. The forehand. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that one stayed in. Great down the line forehand from Alcaraz. I mean, cannot get any deeper because it would be out. But great height from the net. Great security with the net. But not so much with the lines.
A little look up to the sky, to the positioning of the sun. He sweeps his dark hair to one side. And now reaches up for the serve out wide. That's a good serve out wide. He steps back. He goes inside in. Zverev is there with his forehand center of the court. The forehand spins cross court. Stops a little bit short. Down the line goes Zverev. Backhand cross court from Alcaraz. Backhand cross court. That penetrating backhand from Zverev draws the error, and it's 15 all.
Yeah. That's the word. Penetrating backhand. I mean, we can feel, you know, in the air that the ball accelerates and it's going to land deep, and that you're going to be, that Alcaraz is going to be in danger. 15-0. Tsang has reached, driving back from 30th college reunion. Listen to you on Friday, way up. Now listening to you on the way back home. You guys are amazing. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I hope you had a good reunion.
Let's take that mark.
Call?
No, it's okay.
You'll accept the word of the chair. Looking to serve a volley. 3-2, 15 all, 24 minutes played. Sunday afternoon, a serve centre of the box. Forehand lofted back onto the service line. Flattened out cross court from Alcaraz, who steps into his backhand, goes cross court. Great depth from Alcaraz.
Alcaraz is on the right rhythm, I feel like, you know, when he comes early when he needs to, he waits, like he's playing the right way, you know, he's in the right tempo of the match. Makes the right choices.
Serve. Good heavy serve out wide. He lets it go, wisely so. Game points to the consolidation. Feels like a significant moment, a chance for the consolidation of a break and a little bit of daylight between the two. Too deep on the serve out wide, going to the German's forehand. Second serve goes down the tee. The backhand's in play down the line. The backhand swung cross court by the Spaniard. Backhand to backhand. They go the slice from Alcaraz. The double hander scooped up down the line from Zverev. Cross court with the forehand. Oh, you could hear it.
Yeah.
The noise he made, he was unloading on the forehand. He goes cross court and he consolidates the break for 4-2.
And we heard, you're right, we heard the noise of his voice and also the noise of the racket and the ball. We could feel that ball was heavy. There was a lot of spin in it. And it showed on the court. 4-2, great. Great game from Alcaraz. Robert is suggesting something fun. If we get to a fifth set, can we get all of you on at once to call it? It would be chaos.
I mean, it's normally chaos, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't need all of us.
It doesn't need all of us to do it for it to be chaos. 2-4. Sun breaks free. Alcaraz is a long way back and looking for the 1-2 punch. And Zverev rather lamely and limply nets the forehand.
That's what Alcaraz does to you. You know, he pushes you to the extreme limit. You know, to the mistake, as we saw on that last forehand that stayed in the net.
2-4, love 15. Clouds are back over. Alcaraz is
He's
one step back and he's with the line judges. The backhand is in play. Zverev, the backhand puts it short and draws the Spaniard in. Zverev is on the baseline and so is the Spaniard. He goes down the line with his backhand. The forehand is drop shot. Here comes Alcaraz, but it's... Oh! Zverev came in. He just about got to it. Couldn't get the height on it. Good vision. Well seen by Alcaraz.
Alcaraz is like the puppet master right now on the court. He's doing whatever he wants with, you know, his opponent. He's keeping him in on the baseline when he wants to attract him to net. He does this drop shot. Like he's the, I feel like he's the master on the court right now.
Yeah, he's looking very comfortable right now. Love 30, 2-4. Alcaraz again, so far back. Alcaraz waits and Zverev winds himself up and serves that one, clips the net.
Yeah, Zverev needs this first serve to be a bit more useful and more, his first serve needs to be better.
Let's see, he's getting ready for it now. Alcaraz again. He could turn around and give the line judge a cuddle. He's that close. Serve out wide. The forehand spins back to the middle of the court. Down the line. The ball is hit high into the air for the Spaniard. Won't make it over the net, but Zverev was there just in case. And it's 15-30, 2-4. And Alcaraz, after that, just had a little look up, a little word with his box. Minutes played. Alcaraz a long way back. Zverev ready with the first serve, looking to level things up at 30-all. A wide stance from Alcaraz. He doesn't move, and he's on his toes. And the fault is called from the line judge, confirmed by the chair. So a second serve. So Alcaraz says, right, here I come.
Yeah.
He steps up to the baseline, says, come on then. I'm going to deal with anything that is not as it should be. The pressure on Zverev now at 15-30. He's on the baseline, plays a double hand back into the feet, then he scampers back into the forehand, the Spaniard, a lot of lashings of spin on it. Down the line goes Zverev, plays a double-handed backhand flat and deep in the backhand through the middle of the court, inside out goes Zverev. It's like looping, spinny ball from Alcaraz, draws the error from Zverev, using the variety that he has in his games, and he's got break points for a double break and a 5-2 lead.
I mean, great option taken by Alcaraz again at this point. They were playing kind of, you know, flat spinny backhands, and then he decided, okay, I'm going to put this back a little bit higher, a bit deeper, to set Zverev, to mix things up, and it worked. 15-40.
Worked a treat.
Looking Zverev for the third break in this set.
Zverev needs the first serve. Gets it. The backhand's in play. Sits up midcourt. Forehand hammered down by the German. He's on the baseline. Hitting big flat shots here. The volley from Zverev. What can Alcaraz do? He puts it up. It goes to the head and the backhand cross court from Zverev. The backhand is lofted up by Alcaraz. Zverev and no man's land hits it through the court. Can he pass? No, he can't! First break point saved.
Yeah. And Zverev worked a lot to save that one. And Alcaraz, had a look for the on that last passing shot, he tried to put him down the line, but stayed a little bit in the racket. Great fight from the German to stay alive in this first set.
Yep, because a point for 5-2 and to serve for the set for the Spaniard.
Yeah, that would be
curtains, too much. You feel. Alcaraz. Long way back, spins the forehand into play. The backhand cross court. Oh, that was low over the net. The drop shot from Alcaraz. Here comes Zverev. He scoops up. He goes down the line. The lofted up ball. It's not high enough. Should be smashed down. Alcaraz gets the redirects his feet. Sets himself the forehand up the line from Zverev and into the net from Alcaraz with the backhand.
Two amazing points. Zverev fought hard. You know, he ran perfectly on that drop shot, cross court, backhand drop shot, then a complicated overhead to hit, and then Alcaraz went to the foot with his backhand in the net, and we're deuce.
2-4. Zverev's got the clock down to around 3 seconds. It disappears. He tosses up the ball, serves out wide, and it's an ace. Just when he needed it. From 15-40 to game point. Second ace from Zverev of the final, bringing up this game point.
And Arthur is telling me, is demanding for me to say not the Spanish, but the Spaniard. So I will say the Spaniard from now on.
Served out the tee, the forehand is spun in off the shoelace. A short ball from Zverev, backhand. Ooh. Dear, didn't catch that at all well. Carlos Alcaraz, it's an opportunity missed. He could have been a double breakup. Zverev keeps it to just the break of serve. And Alcaraz leads by 4-3 over half an hour on the match clock.
Yeah, great hold from Zverev.
So what are your thoughts after half an hour and seven games, Antoine?
Well, of course, Alcaraz is looking ahead and, you know, is looking better. But the way Zverev was able to fight and to come back on this game, this particular game right now, I mean, that's been impressive. So I want to see how maybe that's going to, you know, to give him the momentum to try to come back in that first set.
Heather from Lincoln in the UK says, day 14 and I finally synced the picture with your excellent commentary. Nobody touch any buttons. Yeah, that's the key, isn't it? It's when the buttons get touched that things go wrong. Paul, warmest wishes from Northern Vermont. I've been listening to you every day throughout the tournament. Your broadcasts are extraordinary and incredibly fun. P.S. What is the current state of the pineapple? It's squishy and it shouldn't be squishy. Tall. Jordan says Marcus for the next James Bond. Come on, Jordan. Stop now. Michael from Maine says au revoir, mes amis. He's getting ready to open the small bookshop that he works in on Sundays, drinking iced coffee and listening to your broadcast. Thank you for being my constant companion. Thank you for being with us. Ella from Melbourne says, hello from a very cold Melbourne. 4 degrees here. I'm sitting at work at the hotel reception, finishing around an hour from now. Thank you for keeping me from going insane because it's really quiet here. Absolute pleasure. And it's a pleasure to have everybody with us throughout the course of these 2 weeks. We value your time and your company. 4-3, 15 love. Alcaraz loses control of his ball. Is it back under control now, which is the good news. Serve down the tee, the forehand spins and sits up. Lofted cross court and deep. Another spinny forehand from Zverev, he's lofting these high balls up, isn't he, to the even higher balls. So Alcaraz is enjoying this, right? Then he goes drop shot. It sits up mid court. Down the line goes Zverev, tries to pass him. Sort of stand up nicely, that drop shot for Zverev to get to.
Yeah. It's been a couple drop shots now that Alcaraz didn't touch so well. And we can see the improvements of Alexander Zverev going forward on those drop shots.
Alejandro says, disliking my daughter's best friend for having a birthday. That's why I was laughing today. But it means you can listen to us.
Of
course. That's the upside. The thing about headphones and like ear pods, you can be really discreet.
Exactly.
You've got a lot of hair, just cover it. If not, put like a baseball cap on or something, and no one will ever know. I've done that before at weddings. Is that bad? When I'd be listening to a football match or a tennis match or something. Backhand cross court, because they can go on for a while. The lofted ball up from Zverev. Alcaraz lets it bounce and he goes inside out with the forehand. He's inside the baseline now. He's spinning the forehand cross. It will come forward with the volley. He cushions it over. This is a delicate touch. And then he has to play the follow-up volley. But he was there. He was in position. He raises his fist to the crowd. And he moves to 13-15.
Yeah, because that last backhand volley was not that easy. Zverev did a great job running to it. And he went down the line and Alcaraz was able to stretch and to put it in the open court. He showed his great athleticism. 30-50.
Alcaraz serves out wide. He comes to serve and volley. Takes the ball out of the air. And that's the perfect 1-2 punch. Game point.
Yeah. Game point. Fist bump. 1 point away from a 5-3 lead. Fifth forehand winner for the Spaniard.
Bravo! First serve thunders into the tape, looking to go down the tee to the backhand of Zverev. Zverev is away back himself now, leaning forward, swaying from side to side. Now up on his toes and plays the forehand to the feet of the forehand that goes through the middle of the court from Alcaraz. He now slices the backhand that floats and steps up to the double-handed backhand cross court from Zverev. Zverev now with the forehand goes off forehand. The double-handed backhand, that's very deep from Alcaraz, who swivels and goes inside in. Now the forehand of Alcaraz goes down the line. I mean, he's crunching these balls. Then he slices the forehand. It comes up the line from Zverev. Backhand cross court from Alcaraz. Cross court and the backhand. There's game points for Alcaraz for 5-3. Clips stopped from Zverev. It goes wide, and that is 5-3 to Carlos Alcaraz.
Alcaraz is smiling. We see him on the big screen of the court. Zverev looks a little bit out of breath after that last point. And it was a long rally. Papa Zverev is looking as charming as always.
Papa Zverev does. Quite very serious, looks very nervous. Yeah. And Misha also gives nothing, brother Misha.
Yeah.
Serving to stay in the first set now. 38 minutes played, 3-5. Serve out wide. Forehand is rolled in up the line from Zverev. The backhand cross court from Alcaraz. Backhand cross court from Zverev. Down the line from Alcaraz.
Yeah.
Into net on the slide goes Zverev.
That backhand down the line was too good for Zverev. Was not able to pick it up.
He goes. We almost can't see him from our commentary box. He's so deep in the court. Zverev, love 15, 3-5. Serve does it. It bounces up. It spins back. Short ball, centre of the court. Inside in from Zverev. The pickup from Alcaraz. Doesn't find the ball. He was kind of on the stretch, half falling over on the forehand side. Zverev starts scooping up the balls from left and right. He sort of prowls around the back. Comes back to the baseline. The clock has been running down from 25 seconds. Zverev serves that wide, snap back to his feet, the backhand through the middle of the court, the backhand cross court from Alcaraz onto the sideline. Alcaraz is mid-court, goes inside in, it's sliced back, it's picked up, half-volley shoelaces, back of the court from Alcaraz, netted from Zverev, who stares down at the baseline where Alcaraz's ball landed, and it's 15-30.
What a job again on that half-volley from Alcaraz. You know, he hit it kind of behind him, and then he put it back and he landed right on the baseline. That surprised a little bit Sasha Zverev. 15-30, 2 points away from the first set for Alcaraz.
40 minutes on the match clock. Sun shining. 3:53 in the afternoon. Zverev serves misses down the tee. So this will be a test now, 15-33-5. Off the second serve, Alcaraz is up to the baseline saying, come on then, it's got to be good, or I will be waiting. Spaniard waits. The German reaches up serve that sits into the body. The backhand cross court pushes Zverev back and the backhand down the line, holding his place on the baseline. Alcaraz with the lofted backhand. This time no pace on. Now the forehand. He tried to unleash and find the angle and go cross court, and he missed.
Yeah. I mean, he pushed hard on his legs, you know, to try to, you know, to create some pace out of this forehand, but he pushed hard and went up. As I said during those 2 weeks, when you push hard, you want to push through, you want to push towards the target you want to hit. And that's the little mistake that Carlos Alcaraz did on that last forehand. 30-all.
Still a pressure point for the German. The world number 4. Thunders on top of the tape and drifts over. Remembering the horrific ankle injury he suffered here in 2022.
That was on that side of the court. A bit more back and towards the right part of the court on a run.
He's made his way back up the rankings. He was world number 22 last year. Here he is at number 4. Goes backhand cross court, sweeps the backhand. Backhand centre of the court from Alcaraz.
Yeah, forced a little bit on that last forehand. Miss hit. And that gives him That gives Alcaraz a set point.
42 minutes played, set point for the Spaniard to get the first set of this final on the board. So Alcaraz waits, taps the clay from the soles of his shoes. Zverev takes a couple of extra seconds. The shot clock's at 14. The crowd will settle. Now more than ever, the German needs the first serve to come to his aid. He gets it down the tee. The forehand is spun back middle of the court, playing through the middle at the moment. Then down the line goes Alcaraz, gets a mid-court ball with his forehand. Oh, he finds a very acute angle. And there's a Vamos that follows it. And there's a stare from Zverev to his box. 43 minutes on the clock. And it's Carlos Alcaraz who's taken the first set of this final, closing it out by 6-3. We're going to get the thoughts of Antoine on how that set unfolded, and then Marcus will be picking up our James Bond in waiting, according to some of our listeners, for set two.
Yeah, that was almost a perfect set from Alcaraz that got that early break, you know, and got broke back, but he kept pushing, kept playing pretty well during the whole set, and it's a pretty logical thing that he won that first set 6-3 after what we saw on that court, and that was something, you know, that maybe it's a little as I break everything, sorry, maybe that's a sign of you know, like perfection that they're trying to get the Alcaraz and the Alcaraz box, is that after that first set, of course, Alcaraz was very happy, and we had fist bump. He looks over his box, and Juan Carlos Ferrero was, of course, in supporting him, but already giving him some advices, you know, some tactical advices to start the second set. So that's how you see that, you know, some people are on a mission.
Well, Carlos certainly looks to be on a mission at the moment, Antoine. It was an awful start to the match for Sasha Zverev. Those two double faults were the first 2 points of his opening service game, and he just hasn't got that aspect of his performance working. A quick look at some of the stats. And on the serve, I mean, we know that Zverev relies heavily on that, but at the moment he is, well, he's just not coming up with the sort of figures he'd want, winning just 48% of points on first serve, only 38% on second. And you compare that with Alcaraz, who's winning 77% of his first serve points, 50% on second. So, at the moment, it's going the way of the Spaniard. But of course, Sasha Zverev came from a set down to beat Casper Ruud in his semi-final.
Yeah, we know that he's a great fighter, that he won't go away easily. And if he does, that would be Carlos Alcaraz's fault, you know?
Yeah, and the problem for Zverev today is that it doesn't look as though Carlos Alcaraz has a sore stomach. Now, interestingly, both players were ready to start again, but our friend Jose and his three mates are still watering the court. So Alcaraz is trying to stop himself from getting wet at the far end, just underneath the presidential tribune. Zverev is watching on. It's taken a little longer and anticipated to make sure that everything is ready for the start of set number two. And Els, how's the hangover? Don't worry, I'll be calm. I'll be James Bond-like as I guide you through this set.
Kenny said, I've been procrastinating cooking lunch, waiting for your broadcast to start so I can cook while listening to you. Late lunch is worth it. Glad it's the last day of Roland Garros so I can get some studying done. I'm studying for my residency exam. Well, good luck to that, you, Kenny.
Yeah, it is exam season, isn't it? Oh, good luck to everybody.
Yeah.
And if you've completed them already, I hope you're having a bit of fun. Enjoy a good long summer. Alcaraz is enjoying himself so far. And the first point of the second set sees Zverev's forehand return sail past his opponent's baseline. We've got bright sunshine, full house, of course. Lots of people decked out in those straw boaters. Hopefully they've slapped on plenty of sun cream. The dismal memory of week one's weather has long gone. Alcaraz now serves to the backhand, cross court, and the drop shot is just too good with a plus one from Alcaraz. Wow. It's a bit of a masterclass at the moment, Antoine, isn't it?
He's managing things very, very well. the Spaniard. There was a couple, three maybe drop shots that he didn't touch as good as he would want, but part of that